In The Secret, the guy that talks about television, see, he mentions, he says that people say, in The Secret, he says that people say, I know people that have televisions with full beards, and what could be the problem? Why can't I be like them? The Rebbe says, and if he says, even chassidim, the Rebbe says that it's, for example, begashmius, we have 248 organs in our body. Not all of them are all completely healthy by people. Some person has a problem with his vision, another has a person another organ in his body. Will the person say, this guy is blind, so why can't I be blind like him? Just because the person has a chesaron, the Rebbe says, doesn't mean that you should learn from that chesaron. No one is perfect, he writes. People try their best. Why learn from somebody something that's not correct? Why pick on the non-correct things to learn? Everyone has their battle in life. Everyone has their weaknesses. The fact that we see somebody has a weakness doesn't necessarily mean that we have to learn from that. And we have to try our best to keep the standards that we can try to keep. I just want to mention one more thing also, that a husband, I mean, the Rebbe writes this also in one of the sikhs, that a man should, when he's dealing with these kind of issues, which is basically the halachas more that are pertaining to his wife, his clothing, and so on, a man should definitely speak to a Rav and a mashpia to be able to know there are certain things that we have a choyva of machol, that we have to be worthy. And then there are certain things that go into the category of mutav li yashoygim alti mazidim. There are categories when it comes to these kind of things also. And a competent Rav and mashpia should be talked to when you have to deal with these kind of issues also, to be able to know on what to put your emphasis on. And as I also mentioned in the past also, sometimes we have to realize that we can be getting involved in a control issue. And that is something that we have to check out ourselves also, to have that objective opinion. There are sometimes husbands or men that can be involved in a control issue, and not in it's just expressing itself in its case. But it's more of control. Sometimes control issues can come out in money, in the relationship with the in-laws or relatives. And sometimes it can express itself also in a sneeze issue also. One is to first discuss it with mashkiah and to be able to see whether it's clean from control issues, whether it's also an issue that has to be faced up to, it's not something that can be brushed off to the side. And then we act with the tactic and strategy with our kinoim, with our kishon, to try to get the job done.
Is it appropriate for a man to address a woman/girl in the street or public if she's dressed inappropriately? If yes, how? Under what circumstance? And what may he say or not? The same question here is like this. I have neighbors that are not dressed appropriately. How can I address it? What do I do if I have family members that have television in the house or dress inappropriately? Do we cut the contacts with them? Do we prevent our children from being in contact with them? How do you explain to your children that perhaps a sibling, extended family, or someone, or good friends in yeshiva have standards that we do not practice in our home, and make them feel good that they stay in shul all morning and they don't go and watch geisha movies when their friends do?
It's four different questions. I mean, how certain the cousin these guys? I'll say this. First of all, I don't think it's appropriate for a man to stop a woman in the street, talk to her about her dress. I don't think it's appropriate. I think that if anything, if he happens to notice it, he can give it over to somebody. It should be more of a woman to a woman, this kind of talk. It's not seriously for the man to be involved in that. It's a friend of the brother, to be sure. And when it comes to neighbors, again, it's more of a woman to a woman. If you talk to them, best would be also to get to come from somebody off to the side, not the neighbor itself, because of the relationship that one neighbor has to the other. Try to get somebody from the side to be able to talk about it, and not yourself. In general, I would say that, you know, when you're talking about the fact that we just like to deal with, we know that Yitzhar is a Yitzhar, and we know that it's a battle of life. Everyone who's there personally is Yitzhar. A child knows about what the Yitzhar is, because he has his own.